After years of significant demands for service and challenges in funding, the Sexual Assault Support Center of Waterloo Region, SASCWR, is facing the largest number of victims awaiting supports and counseling in its 33-year history. With a perfect storm of factors contributing to an increase in the critical need for support resources, Executive Director Sarah Castleman is calling for the work conducted by those organizations to be considered an essential service, while also asking that candidates in the upcoming provincial election consider the funding of sexual assault survivor services to be a campaign promise. Speaking with City News 570, Castleman said that demand on the local community organization was significant even before the COVID-19 pandemic, as a cultural shift brought about by the public sexual assault trials of Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein and the hashtag MeToo movement lead to the opening of the floodgates, in more survivors reaching out for support than ever before. Castleman said that many community-based centers entered the pandemic already struggling to meet demand, now seeing further, substantial increases across all program areas. There are many survivors that were just coping, just getting along, and with the pandemic we've seen so many folks have increased wellness issues, mental health issues, and so the combination of the fact that there's been an increase in gender-based violence with an increase in mental health needs has created the perfect storm. Locally, Castleman said that requests for individual counseling support at the SASCWR have increased by 58% since the onset of the pandemic, with a 32% increase in volume to the service's 24-hour support line and online chat support. Castleman also noted that there's been a 369% increase in survivors accessing the center's support groups since the pandemic as well, and while the SASCWR has beefed up their support groups to help meet those challenges, Castleman argues that service is not able to replace needed individual counseling. 6 or 7 years ago, if we had 40 survivors on our waiting list, we would have thought that was a crisis, said Castleman. When the numbers went over 100, we were seriously concerned, and so to be in a position today at this point in the pandemic where there's 263 survivors on our waiting list is something I never thought would be the reality. I mean, our center has grown. We've grown during the pandemic, we've increased our supports, but the need is growing faster than we are. And so, what we really need is the resources to meet the demand. That comes from personal donations and fundraising, but also from governments, said Castleman. We shouldn't be in the position where we're really begging everyone in the community, and every possible funder to meet the basic needs of survivors of sexual violence. Castleman also noted a level of nervousness when discussing the current waitlist for individual counseling services, as she said there's concern that survivors may feel as though there's no support available to them. Putting that list into context, Castleman said that there is some funding allocated to prioritize certain groups, including those through partnerships with Wilfrid Laurier University and the University of Waterloo, as well as funding available to support racialized individuals through the United Way. Additionally, Castleman said there may be additional options for those in significant crisis, as well as supports through the center's legal advocacy program to help those going through the court process or preparing to engage in the process of reporting to police. We also have group counseling. While individual counseling has a wait, and group counseling doesn't replace individual counseling, we can get someone into a group much sooner than we can individual counseling, said Castleman. It's still really important that folks reach out because you never know what range of service might be something that someone can use. We have our 24-hour support line. There's lots of different things that survivors can connect with, but the wait for individual counseling is substantial. In meeting the historic demand for those supports, Castleman said that it's time that the government recognized the work being done by community-based sexual assault support centers as an essential service, funded to ensure that those supports are available to victims when they reach out. Calling upon her own experience working with staff, Castleman said it's heart-wrenching for those at the center to talk about the current waiting list, realizing that every person awaiting supports is struggling as the victim of a crime. With a provincial election looming, Castleman also said it's important that support for survivors of sexual violence to be considered in relation to the vote, as she said the outcome could have a significant impact on services. Before the last election, the government had seen that there was a real pressure and strain on community-based sexual assault support centers because of the cultural shift we'd gone through, and we'd actually been promised a significant increase in funding. Said Castleman. We had our letters laying out how much that would be, we'd redone our budgets, and then after the last provincial election, that money got clawed back. I think putting it back on the radar, saying that this is a priority, it was a priority before the pandemic, but after the pandemic is as even more so. It's really important, I think, for survivors in the community to have the supports that they need. Going into the election, really encouraging candidates to consider this, and to ask them if they'd be willing to support this work in the community. According to Castleman, the SASCWR has different pots of funding for different programs, including a dedicated anti-human trafficking program funded by the province, though the amount received for core sexual assault services is a little less than $440,000 for the center, covering the 24-hour support line, public education efforts and the work of counselors. Castleman said that budget hasn't been increased in a number of years, and will need to be increased substantially to meet demand. I don't always want to have this message of crisis and doom and gloom because the reality is that there are so many survivors in our community that are getting supports. Said Castleman. In my role as executive director, I see the testimonials that come in. I see a university student say, I would have dropped out. I couldn't cope, but individual counseling was the thing that shifted my whole life. I see those things come in, and all that stuff is happening at the center. With the focus on the waitlist, I don't want folks to forget that there is so many wonderful things happening at the center on a daily basis.